little crop update. How are things looking as we get into the later summer months?
Okay. The crop update right now, I would say, is just a really big unknown. It looks so bad early, and then later on, it starts to look a little bit better, partly just because you can't see as well because the crops have gotten up to where you can't see the whole field. So we feel a little bit more optimistic right now than we did, but that's a really cautious optimism. And until the combines roll, we just don't know what to think, and we still have to have a crop that's pretty hurt.
You're in one of those areas that seem to get hit fairly early and often with mass amounts of precipitation. You talk about recovery. Is it a testament to genetics that even something came out of the ground after so much rain and such a slow start to the growing season?
Oh, I think so. It is kind of amazing we have what we have because, May and June were just so wet. And we finished planting right at the end of May, and the month of June was basically a loss. I mean, we really didn't do anything to take care of that crop during the month of June. So to come to June 30th and have a crop that's there that you can pretend to take care of is a testament to the genetics and just the modern technology that we have.
Talk to me a little bit about maybe disease pressure or concerns, weed pressure in some of those fields as you've been able to get out in them, and let's start there.
Okay. Well, there's definitely more opportunity for disease when we've had that much moisture, so that's been a concern. So we've tried not to steer away from the fungicide applications and things that we kind of wanted to steer away from a cost standpoint with a tough crop, but we've kind of stuck with taking care of them because of that disease pressure. And weed pressure was tough because of not being able to have timely applications of spray. So that was an issue. But again, that really has come through pretty well, too. And I'm not totally dissatisfied with what we've been able to do. So, again, I guess I would say I'm pleased for as much adversity as we've had. It's really been a year that we've been able to do some good things still.
Talk about next year, looking ahead to 2016, as you look, you mentioned maybe some things you weren't going to do this year but decided to do instead. How do you manage lower commodity prices and then a tough year like this when you're looking ahead to manage for 2016?
It is a hard thing because you are tempted to pull back and on your inputs. But if you look at next year, nitrogen management is a big thing. We've just seen that so much this year, and they've talked about it here today. Nitrogen management of corn when we've had such heavy rains has been interesting, and I think it's going to play out that if we are willing to spend more money later, it's probably going to pay off, even though it's one of the hardest things to do. So I think the lesson really for this year is to keep doing what we're doing and keep practicing the things that we know work, and don't let ourselves get too conservative because of a tough year.